So this morning, we talk about joy. And our four Sundays of Advent are hope, love, joy, and peace. And when we think about joy, we wonder, how is it you're able to be joyful in the midst of stuff that goes haywire? How is it that we're able to maintain joy in the midst of things that go wrong? There is a formula. There is a solution. That's the good news. R.A. Torrey said, there's more joy in Jesus in 24 hours than there is in the world in 365 days. James 1, 2 through 4 says, consider it joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. This is the very first thing that James writes in his letter after his salutation. Why? Because it's important. Many Christians think that once they've made the decision to follow Christ, everything is going to fall into place. And their life is going to be the proverbial bowl of cherries. It's not the way it works. And when trials and tough times come upon them, they continue to question, why? How could they possibly endure horrible circumstances and consider it joy? Trials make us stronger. There's a story about a group of scientists who developed a biosphere. And in this biosphere, they planted a tree. And after many years, the tree did not thrive. In fact, it started to grow back down toward the ground. It was weak and it was flimsy. And they couldn't figure out why the tree was having problems. So they planted another tree. And the same thing happened. The tree in the biosphere with the perfect conditions did not thrive. And that's because in the biosphere where the conditions were perfect, it didn't have wind as resistance to develop its roots and its strength. We need resistance in our lives to develop our character and our strength. We need trials in our lives so that when real wind comes, we don't just blow over and wither. This tells us that strength is a blessing. It tells us that trials are a blessing. But how can we find joy in the midst of the junk and the trials and the wind and the painful circumstances? How do we find joy in that? Well, first we need to understand that joy is not the same as happiness. They're two completely different things. Happiness comes and goes, sometimes in waves, hitting shore. Happiness is not something that you can cling to when you've lost a loved one, when you filed for bankruptcy, when you're going through a divorce. It's not something that is there for the long haul. On the other hand, joy is. Because real joy is from God. For the believer, it's like this bottomless well of water. Always abundant, always in supply, always available to us. Even in the darkest days when sadness and grief and loss threaten to overwhelm you, God's joy is there. Our district superintendent, Scott Carlson, who before he became our district superintendent was the pastor at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for many years. I would venture to guess it was around probably 9 years. A wonderful man. About 8 years ago, he endured the unthinkable. And his congregation looked to him to see how he was going to navigate this difficult situation. Scott and his wife had a lovely daughter, and they had adopted a son from another country, and they raised these children, they loved these children, and at one point in her very young adult life, the brother took his sister's life. He lost two children that day. Scott's happiness was gone. It was completely gone. But his joy was still there. His joy was there, and he will tell you his joy continues, because his joy comes from God in knowing that what we see going on here, this earth, this life, is not the end. There is something waiting for us beyond this. And that God walks with us in the midst of trials and gives us a strength that comes from far beyond us. And when we tune into that joy and strength, it helps us to persevere anything. The second thing we need to understand is that God's joy cannot be taken away. Nothing, no circumstance can ever take away God's joy. Now, you might think it's gone. You might think that the hands of misfortune have snatched it from you. Again, difference between happiness and joy. You may feel like all joy is gone. Happiness, you bet. But the joy of the Lord remains in you. As believers, we're promised the constant presence of the Holy Spirit, even when we do not feel it. It is there. We're promised his joy, just as Jesus' words in John 15:11. He says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Other examples in Acts 13:52, it says, and the disciples were filled with joy because of the Holy Spirit. Their beloved friend, their Messiah, the man they followed, their teacher was gone, and he had been brutally executed. But their joy was there because they knew that there is more to the story. Acts 16:34 says, the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and he was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God and his whole family. Third, we need to stop wallowing and whining and complaining and grab onto God's joy. Just like salvation, joy is a free and perfect gift from God. But we have to reach out and accept that gift. God doesn't force it on us. We have to choose joy. We have to choose joy over bitterness and anger and sorrow and make a decision to live in that joy every day. Hebrews 12:2 says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. He endured the cross because of the joy set before him. Eternal life, eternal peace, eternal perfection for not just himself, but all of us. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We have to choose joy. And you know there are people around you that don't choose joy. They choose bitterness. They choose anger. There are people in my life who it seems like when they have the choice of things to focus on, they focus on the negative. They focus on what's going to go wrong. They focus on what they don't like. And that's not choosing joy. We have a choice. All through the scriptures, we see the persecution of the church, the trials and the hardships that the believers faced. The challenge then is to truly learn how to consider each trial joy. And this topic is near to my heart because it's not just a one-time choice. I choose joy. Yay for me. I'm just always going to be happy. Doesn't work that way. It's a constant life choice. It's a constant battle because Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. We have trouble. Friends, we have trouble. And sometimes it feels like the waves are right here. But then he says, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And that's where the joy is. To look beyond the trouble into where Jesus says, but I have overcome the world. That's where the joy is. And for me, it's a moment-to-moment experience. There are things that get me down. There are things that make me really sad. There are things that make me pretty grumpy. So moment by moment, I have to make that choice and say, I choose joy because it is this gift and because it is available to me and because it lifts my spirit. And why would I not choose joy when Jesus did what he did for me, when God came to us as a child in the manger to provide this joy for us? That is our biggest Christmas gift, the gift of joy. Amen.